So I'm joined by David Hamilton, the Executive Director for Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers. Could you tell us a little bit about this organization?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers got started in 1995 with really a mission of trying to get the citizens of the valley to become stewards of our public land. And the way that we go about that is by organizing volunteer projects, places where they can come out and work on a trail or plant a tree or help with some revegetation or restoration work, and really try to create a great experience for them when they come out so that they do some meaningful work, they have fun doing it, and that they really come away with a better understanding of what it takes to keep the public lands going, especially in with budget cuts on the federal level, but also just that idea that it is a democracy and we all own these lands. These are our public lands. And so we really feel that everyone who loves them and uses them and appreciates them should really help out by volunteering with Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers or sending us a donation.
And what projects are you currently working on?
We've got a project coming up on September 23rd, which we just put on our schedule. We've been working since the middle of July to try to get the new trail built along Prince Creek Road that leads up to the Crown. And we've done six evening projects there and done some other work with some groups. But Pickens County Open Space and Trails really would like to get that open this season. So they've just asked us to schedule a Saturday project, and that'll be on September 23rd. And it'll be from 8:30 to 4 o'clock. And then at the end of the day, we'll have food and drinks for everyone. And should be a good day. And we're getting close. I think we've got maybe 2/3 of the trail built. And so we're on the home stretch, it looks like, for that. And then following that, we've got a project down in Newcastle working on some new trail there that goes up into Forest Service and BLM land from Castle Valley Ranch. That'll be a great project. They've been very active down there. And then our final public project of the season will be in Rifle on the south bank of the Colorado River, building a new trail for the city of Rifle that connects to the rest area and the new boat ramp they put in last year. So a nice little social trail, walking trail through the cottonwoods there. So three more public projects left this season.
And in the winter time, what do you guys focus on?
Once the snow gets going and the ground freezes up, we don't really work outside much anymore. There's not a lot to do in the winter time. So public projects and some group work days kind of go away. But our youth program that we started in 2012 called the Young Stewards Initiative actually has been developing some great winter programming so that we can offer that program all year round. And I think this year we're going to be in six or seven different schools at the end of the day doing some classes on introducing kids to being outside and to wilderness. And almost everything we do will be outside with them so that they get used to it and know that they're welcome outside. These days, kids spend a lot of time on their devices, and we certainly see a lot of evidence that kids don't play outdoors like they used to when I was growing up. So there's a real need to really create some programming that really addresses that deficiency that's building in.
And you're one of the founders of Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers. Could you speak to your experience of being outside and what drew you to form this organization for us here?
In my childhood, I actually had the opportunity to live on the eastern shore of Maryland in a very rural community, in a very on the water and stuff. I think that really was the beginning of my love for the outdoors. I ended up moving to Colorado in 1987, and one of the reasons I chose Colorado was because I wanted to be out west and get away from the East Coast humidity and horrible gray skies. In the spring of 1988, I saw something in the Denver Post advertising this group called Volunteers for Outdoor Colorado, who were doing these projects on trails and stuff around the state. And I was like, oh, wow, that sounds like a really neat thing to do. I'm new. I'll meet some people. I'll get to see, taken some places I've never been before, and also, you know, give something back. I'd never really done any trail work or any kind of a volunteer work before. Got involved with them and very quickly got pulled up into to their organization. They got started in 1984, and so when I got involved, they were still pretty young yet. Was working in the Roaring Fork Valley several days a week for a few years, and then I actually moved here in 93 permanently. We had done some projects with VOC, one on Mount Sopris above Thomas Lakes. We built the switchbacks up above Thomas Lakes over two seasons. And we also did a project up the Frying Pan at Josephine Lakes. And so the idea was we were kind of kicking around, you know, Volunteers for Outdoor Colorado only gets to our valley, our community, maybe once every couple of years. Could we actually establish something on a regional level that would take and that people would support and that we could get a lot done and really take that that idea of stewardship and public stewardship to the Roaring Fork Valley and the lower Colorado. Volunteers for Outdoor Colorado was very supportive back in 95 and gave us a computer and some money for tools and let us take all of their materials. And here we are 23 years later and many, many thousands of volunteers later.
And how can people get involved or learn more?
Well, it's fairly easy. We have this great website, rfov.org, which lists all of our public projects. But we also have two other programs that a lot of people don't know about because we just started those fairly recently. One is our Group Workday Adopt a Trail program. We're going to help customize projects for groups, whether that's a club, a business. We're really looking for anyone who thinks they can put 6 to 8 volunteers as a minimum out in the field for 4 to 8 hours a day. And then we work with all of our land management partners to match them up with a project that's appropriate to them and in some cases they want to do. We did about 30 of those this year in addition to our public projects. And we also have our new youth program, the Young Stewards Initiative. We organize custom projects for them during the field season. And then, of course, are also working to offer our winter programming to the schools and to the groups.
How does public media assist what you're doing?
Well, it's incredibly important in terms of what we're trying to do. I mean, we're trying to let folks know about these volunteer opportunities and also let the public at large know about what we're doing. So an interview like today with KDNK is just wonderful for us because it gives us a chance to really get into it and get our message out and what we do, maybe that people hear that for the first time on the radio. The other thing about our valley and our community is we have so many folks moving through all the time. Any time that we can get our message out there is just fantastic. And I think these radio interviews, and KDNK has just been so supportive over the years, and not just with interviews, but also with our calendar and PSAs and all those things.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming in and sharing about your organization.
Once again, thank you for having us.